Here we are. Happy new liturgical year. Yay, Advent. It's one of my favorite times of year, so just get ready for that. So today begins a new season in the church year, the season of Advent, a season of waiting and great anticipation. As with anything new, it also comes with anxiety and uncertainty. I agree. Yay. Who doesn't love a little anxiety and uncertainty, right? Great things can come from it. Both of my grandmothers were women of faith, and I got my love for the church from them. My paternal grandmother sponsored me for confirmation, and I keep her Book of Common Prayer close by for inspiration. She inspired my love of the Advent season, and my maternal grandmother inspired my deep love of Christmas, but that's for a later sermon, so you'll just have to come back for that. My grandma Crompton lived a very simple life. She grew up without much and worked in a shoe factory during World War II. She and my grandpa met, married, had my dad, and lived their lives. It was a good life. She loved to fish and garden, and she went to church every Sunday. She sat in the same pew, You don't take her pew, like that was very clear, right? She was one of those Episcopalians. The priest knew who she was, and she was quiet at times, but encouraged my imagination during the summers that I spent with her growing up. We would go fishing together, and she would inevitably share some, all of her life wisdom with me, whether I wanted it or not. I mean, I was a kid after all. And I remember one morning we were fishing from the bank at my Uncle Walter's pond. Not a whole lot was biting, but my grandma had asked me how I knew I had a fish biting on the line, and I told her what my dad had taught me. And she said in her oh-so-gentle way, "Oh, sure, that's one way to tell. Or you can feel it this way," and showed me a new way to hold my pole. I then asked her what would happen if we didn't catch any fish that day. She looked at me with one of her infamous looks. It's kind of this soft smile sideways, and said, "We'll just have to stop at the store and pick some up. I'm sure no one will know," as if she'd done it maybe a few times before. And so I just started laughing, and she continued saying, "Fishing should never be about what you catch, unless you really need the food, but about how you spend your time waiting while you're fishing and how you honor what God has created for us. Always be purposeful with your waiting." Her words and that wisdom have always stuck with me. Always be purposeful with your waiting. So in our text for today, Jesus is taking us to the end as we work our way towards the beginning. We see in Mark's text two sections pointing towards an idea of when Jesus might return and the signs to look for. In the first section, we see examples of celestial and natural signs often seen in apocalyptic texts, texts that point us toward the end times, scripture which would have made sense for people trying to make meaning of many unknowns as they await the return of Jesus, drawing from texts like Isaiah, which talk about the magnitude of what it is to be in the presence of God. And next, Jesus shares the parable about the fig tree, ending with a warning to keep watch. This text is beneficial in grounding us in what was at stake for the early Christian communities. Their waiting was specific. Yet as we read it today, we understand the text in our own unique context. We continue to wait as well. I wonder where might we find hope in this text for our time and place. So while I draw a great deal of hope from knowing that we are at the beginning in Advent, we can't fast forward past the endings. So I want to invite us into a space of reflection and anticipation over the next few weeks, an invitation to not move past a season of reflection on what has been in pursuit of thinking too quickly about what is yet to come. We must remain awake to our present moment, because this text is asking us to keep watch, to be ready, to deal with those things that would keep us from being as strong as we could be as a Christian community. This might mean we must let go of something or reorganize our priorities. While the answers aren't in this text, they often aren't in our text, only an invitation to keep going, to keep discerning, to keep sitting in the question as we move forward in the season of Advent. This text is calling us to be awake to God and the world around us. So as we spend the next several weeks in preparation for what is to come, it's important not to be so distracted by the busyness of the season that we forget the real reason for the season. So I'm curious what questions are on our hearts. What questions can we sit in during this season? How might God be calling us to turn outward towards our neighbors? Who might need a little extra love this time of year? While we keep watch, it can be helpful to remember that sometimes God moments show up in unexpected ways. Just as my grandma was teaching me how to fish and explained that it's not always about catching a fish, but how you spend your time on the lake. This text invites us to look around and open our hearts and eyes to keep watch and prepare for what is to come. So my prayer is that we are all filled with God's Spirit as we keep watch for the mysteries yet to come, that God opens us up to the discomfort of waiting and the beauty of God's presence in the mystery of Advent. Amen.